Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kusimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Volg ons op Twitter. twitter.com/radiokansel.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is Weird, coming live to you from Mpumalanga. And we are here at the Cleaner School Awards 2025. And it's just amazing. In a short while, we'll be talking to Sir Dlamini, who is the head adjudicator for this competition. And he will tell us how they got to where we are today. How did we get here? We can't wait to be talking to him on that, because we are here for all of that today, and we are so excited about it. We're so excited about it today, and we're going to hear the criteria of what, how they used, how they got to choosing the schools that are here, because I heard that the competition was very tight, but we are excited to know more about that and celebrating the schools that ended up Uguti Babelana today, that we celebrate them. And I said there are four schools from four districts, from Buhlabela District, Ehlanzeni District, Hartsibande District, and Ekangala District. These are the ones that are competing today here. But how did we get here? Alrighty then, they are getting ready to be talking to us. And we are excited about that. I love the fact that we did mention bullying. But when we look in South Africa, bullying in South African schools is an escalating national concern. So with over 58% of learners experiencing it, leading to significant mental health issues like depression and anxiety, and as well as school dropouts and tragically suicides as well. It leads to that. And so it's a rising concern in the country. And I believe that in every province, it is also part of the rising concern that is there in each province. And so if it is addressed through the cleanup campaign that is taking place right now, then it's really exciting to know that this is one way where we sing to our children, Ranza Shikolo Shawena. I mean, then if we don't have, if we eliminate bullying in our schools, then we will then have eliminated tragically those suicides that are there, the dropouts that are there, that come as a result of this, the depression, the anxieties as well. So this is one way of curbing that and fighting that, which is really, really exciting to us. So in a short while, okay, we are going to be talking to Se Thabo Holo, who's the program manager from Old Mutual. And he is here with us from the Old Mutual Investment in Education Activities. And I guess that's why we're celebrating today's day. How are you, sir?
I am well, thank you, ma'am. And exactly that. That's exactly what we're celebrating, excellence in the field of education, not just education, but cleanliness. But yeah, we will talk broadly about the kind of activities that we're involved in terms of education.
Okay, you can take us through that.
Absolutely. And thanks for the opportunity, really. We truly and honestly appreciate it. To us, it's a real honor partnering with the Department of Agriculture, Land and Environmental Affairs at Mpumalanga, including the Department of Education, as key sponsors of the event. But part of us is 180 years of Old Mutual has been steeped in communities. It's things that we do with communities, and education is one of those key aspects that we consider most important, not only from an Old Mutual point of view, but for society in general. So we're quite honored to be involved in education at a provincial level, at a Department of Education at national level. And that in itself is the greatest of honor to us, yes.
So tell us, as the old mutual investment in education activities today, are you giving a prize? How are you involved in the cleanup campaign and the competition itself?
One of the biggest, I think, investment that we've made is we actually are employing the chairman of the education committee. So beyond just the prizes that we are involved in, beyond just the day-to-day activities that we get involved with education, we have active participation from our members of staff.
All right.
Not only are we getting ourselves our hands dirty, but even our minds to work in terms of conceptualizing the idea itself, making sure that we get involved in the activities. But yeah, it's a great event for us.
So why is it so important for All Mutual to partner with like the Department of Education? What are we saying to our children from your side as the All Mutual?
Yes.
So you've been working with them throughout.
Here's the thing, right? most recently, there was a quote attributed to the Minister of Education, Department of Higher Education, Ntatebuni Manamela, who highlighted that the primary school learners are not ready for reading and writing, right?
Yeah.
And they're not reading for meaning is still a bit of a challenge.
We
took up that challenge as All Mutual, so it's not just getting involved at secondary, but we also involved in primary education.
Yes.
We involved at the National Department of Basic Education, things like the language policy. It's one of the things that you get involved in. So education is not just important as a by the way. It's one of the core aspects that we consider from an All Mutual as key to nation building, key to societal involvement and development generally. SDG4, SDG8 are the key aspects of the Sustainable Development Goals that worries us as All Mutual, hence our involvement from right at the beginning. Now we're looking at ECD. So it's education end to end that we're looking at from an All Mutual point of view.
What do you say to the four schools from four districts today that we are celebrating?
Firstly, well done. And the acknowledgement from the chairperson, just to say, all the schools. So what they've done, I'm told, that they taught all the schools.
Yes, from
and
all,
a
the,
great
all, in
improvement.
All the districts. Yes.
So yes, there will be schools that win. But overall, the education is the winner. The schools overall are in it. The SMTs, the school management teams, the district management teams are winners. So it's beyond just the schools, the involvement of the learners, but beyond that is the involvement of the SGBs, the parents, who are
the
some
community.
Of them are volunteers in those. So it's beyond as part of the community from an All Mutual point of view. As part of the community, we're not only proud of the four schools that are winners. Of course, we are.
But we're also proud of the community from where they come from.
Entire community.
Where they're coming from.
Absolutely.
Oh, my word. And so, did you get a chance to see the schools in there for yourself?
I'm doing an interview, and I can't wait to go inside so that I can see who the winners and join them on stage and really celebrate them on stage. But I'm looking forward to interacting with them after the interview.
Thank you so much for the time of
it's
talking to us.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you, ma'am.
It's awesome to be talking to you guys. Oh, my. You should see the excitement that's here, my family. Butsem is taking the pictures, and so you should we should be posting, and you will see how excited we are about what's happening right here today, celebrating the communities, not just the schools themselves, but also the communities where they are coming from. Tina Zunga says, Mercy rewrote my life, and then we're coming back.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.